We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Happy Wednesday.
5:30.
It's not a Wednesday, right?
No, then not especially after last week.
Yeah, but nine sacks. I mean, every day should be Wednesday.
Okay. Should be.
All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
I call it Doug Day. Every day is Doug Day.
Less than a half hour away at 5:30. We go in the envelope. We have put a Philadelphia Eagle that was coached by Doug Peterson in the envelope. That's all we're giving you. It's your job to call and to ask a yes or no question, narrow it down, and give the guess. The person that gets it correct first on the air wins a pair of tickets to see the Eagles and the Jags, courtesy of AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and to become an MVP today. It's coming up at 5:30. All right? So stay tuned for that. The Phillies against the Cubs tonight, trying to even the series up. The Phillies a big favorite tonight, Ike. As Aaron Nola's on the mound, I'll look at FanDuel for you here right now on the money line. -192 if you like the Phillies. Jack, since you're going to bet the Cubs, +162 for the Cubs tonight.
Well, I got the Phillies in a parlay.
Are you parlaying them?
Yeah, and then I'll bet the Cubs later to try to recoup that money.
I have confidence that Nola's going out tonight. He's going to give him seven strong, and the bats are going to wake up. You said it earlier with the bats waking up, and I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a good game to watch as the Phillies win tonight.
Also, can we tell people that not to call until 5:30?
Yes. Yeah, so
I'm already getting calls.
So it's at 5:30 is when we're doing the in the envelope segment. So there you go. So we'll do that at 5:30. But got a lot to get to. We'll get back to some phone calls as well, so don't go anywhere. But we got to get to the top 5 of 5 with Jack Fritz, which is sponsored by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for pregame tailgates. Stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection, or online, bellbeverage.com. What do you got, Jack?
So I usually don't do things in the top five that don't pertain to Philly sports, you know, especially with personal athletes. But yesterday really unearthed something that I think needs to be addressed in the top five.
Right.
And that is the five cringiest things that Russell Wilson has ever said. And it's been a weird turn for Russell. He always had this in him, but since he's gone to Denver, it's just been taken up to a new level. So here are the five cringiest things that Russell Wilson has ever said, starting with this.
One more time, Broncos country, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. I know it's a hype video. I understand that.
No, it's not a hype video.
But he rustles it up so bad.
It's a tragic video is what it is. It's tragedy.
And he still gets mocked to it to this day.
As he should.
The fourth cringiest thing that Russell Wilson has ever done. Now, this happened during a game and his return to Seattle, but the video just came out last week.
Hey, sideline, run a pass. Hey, you got to let him know. Come on, commit to it. You got to let him know. Run a pass. Let's go. Got to let him know. Run a pass. Run a pass. Let him know. 9-6. Let him know. Run a pass. Let him know. Run a pass. Nice and loud. Pass.
First of all, don't call me by my number. 9-6. You know my damn name or you don't. Or go to somebody who you do know their name. 9-6, like you're a damn coach. Hey, 9-6.
Also, hold on.
Like he's his teammate. Listen, we call 5-5, but it's not like we don't know his name.
That was endearing.
Yes. Well, that's his nickname.
Yes.
9-6 is not that guy's nickname. That's what you say when you don't know the player's name.
Yes, that's player who I don't know because you're not good
enough
for me to know.
Shut the hell up, Russ.
Now, is he trying to tell the defense? Is his goal there to get his teammates to yell they're doing?
Yes.
But isn't it like a split second thing? Like, is that possible?
Yeah. Listen. What he's trying to do is from the sideline yell runner pass when it's been defined that it's run or pass. I get what he's trying to do, but it's not necessary for him to do what he's doing. He's doing it because he has a microphone on, and he's trying to show that he's being a leader in Denver.
So I was going to say, when have we ever heard a quarterback running up and down yelling, exactly, runner pass, runner pass? They're sitting over on the bench looking at something.
It's bad. When he showed up in that suit, that's when you knew it was bad, a bad day.
Yep. Don't worry, there's three more. The third cringiest thing Russell Wilson's ever said was after he signed his contract.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
How's that not number one? That's worse than Mr. Unlimited. It just is.
And he may be showing that he was an overrated quarterback.
Well, he certainly doesn't look good in Denver so far. Right?
Well, yeah. He's showing that he's an overrated quarterback, that he's not raising the boats.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's not. He's not raising the level of play
of
anybody.
Nathaniel Hackett blamed.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a top five quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't think it's cringier than this sequence.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell. The robot Russell. The one you guys love to know. Real, real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
"Who brings you motivation, Russell?"
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, they think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
And she's a part of this, too.
Let's not start attacking Ciara. Stay on Russ.
Well, I'm just saying, she's like supporting actress in two of these last clips.
Yeah, but she's supporting a cornball. That's her husband. That's what she's supposed to do. Like, yeah. No, this is all him. This is why the Legion of Boom didn't like him.
Yeah.
This is why Marshawn Lynch didn't like him. And it's fairly clear to everybody, right? It's clear that Russell Wilson is a phony.
Yeah.
He might be, listen, I've seen, like, LeBron used to do corny stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even LeBron has coolness about him at times. Right? Anytime Russell Wilson is speaking publicly or doing anything, it's cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's that.
It's literally cringeworthy for a grown man of his stature, you know, of his wealth, to act this way, man. Can you imagine if he did that here? That's why he didn't want to come to Philadelphia, because he know he couldn't do that nonsense here. Dude, we would run him out of town if he acted that way here.
Yeah.
Yep. This one, number one, came out yesterday, and we got to play it again. CR is not involved in this one at all. This is just straight up Russ.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time, never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
There you go. Good list, Jack.
The Danger Witch. So why did he get so dangerous? Like, what? About him that's dangerous.
Yeah, like, it's the whole branding thing. I mean, that's all it really is. Like, dude, there's nothing dangerous about you.
No.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Oh, God.
That was Ciara thinks he's dangerous. I mean, she left, you know, future.
Yeah, that was dangerous. Yeah, that was danger. Future, a rapper in Atlanta. Yeah, that's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deciding to be in that relationship. She didn't go for dangerous. She didn't leave. She left dangerous to go to corny.
The
to,
extreme.
To Russ. Yes.
One extreme to another.
Yes. Mm. This dude is harmless.
Yep. Guided door and window, 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call them today. Guided door and window, 877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit goguida.com.
I can only imagine what Marshawn Lynch really thinks about Russell Wilson, man.
I think we all know what he thinks about Russell Wilson.
Man, oh man.
So David in Phoenixville has a great idea, Ikes. We were like, listen, I think everybody would agree it'd be nice to have an in-between the tackles running option. David in Phoenixville has an idea. David, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I've been thinking about this for a while, since the season started, actually. I've never called in before, so I just thought, well, what the heck, I'll call in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy on our team that could be probably the greatest short yardage running back the team has ever had, a la Refrigerator Perry, Jordan Mailata. Who's going to stop a guy that's 6'8", 365 pounds? I mean, all he's got to do is fall forward and he's gained 3 yards.
Jordan Mailata, short yardage back, Ike Reese. We've discussed this before, David. It was actually for a while, it was kind of, was it early before he actually started playing offensive line? Mm-hmm. I think is when we mostly talked about it. But now that he's a very good offensive tackle, I don't know if they're going to take him off to
that's smart.
Be the short yardage back. But they could get somebody else.
Yeah, that's why I let you answer that question.
Right.
That's not even worth entertaining.
Jack, one's got to go. Seth Joyner is defensive coordinator or Mailata short yardage back? What you got?
Seth Joyner is defensive coordinator.
That's got to go?
Yes.
Okay.
We got JG now.
All right, good. Hey, see, we don't have a needed defensive coordinator. OG Wade's checking in. OG Wade, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
OG.
Ike, boy, hey, check this out, man. Now, I don't want to keep on dipping into this pot, but that Chuck from Mount Airy dude, that pigeon, listen, man, he came halfway clean, Ike. He was almost there.
Almost.
But then you came right in there, took him out the water again. Took him out again.
Well, what did I do this time?
It was some lies that he said in there yesterday. Talking about when the first two games this year, he ain't said nothing bad.
Right.
He did. That's the first after the very. He said, "I don't want my quarterback running. I want a,
right.
Said,
yeah, you're right. Yes,
Josh Allen. Type,
yep.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just all I'm saying. I'm not trying.
See,
to
you. You know what? No way. You. No, you keep a better record of this stuff than I do. So
we have too many people to keep a record of.
And that's why I got y'all back. All I want these people to do, stand on it. I mean, you're a man, you're a woman. Like, and don't take this personal. Tomorrow is Hurts Day, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I think we need to put an APB out on, what's that, that chump from Texas, CJ?
CJ from Texas.
Yeah, him.
What did CJ say?
Was he an anti-Hurts? He wasn't an anti-Hurts guy.
Man, yes, he was.
Yeah?
Yes, he was. He said Hurts is not an NFL caliber quarterback. That's what he said.
Oh,
and
oh.
Also, the person, the woman, you know, the VP, talking about
Kimberly.
I'm a numbers girl. How about your numbers? How them apples working out for you, Kimberly? You know what I'm saying? Ike, all week, I need to put the APB. I need these people to come on in.
So wait, what you're suggesting is on Hurts Day, people call in and they come clean.
Yes.
And they eat crow. Yeah?
I don't want to hear, like Chuck yesterday said, oh, he played okay. No, that's not what we want, Chuck. You said he wasn't an NFL quarterback. You wanted that idiot in Tennessee right now. With the big legs and the
Tannehill?
Ball popped off his hand. Yeah, no, the guy with the ball. The ball pops off his hand. Who is that? Who's that guy?
Malik Willis.
Oh, Malik Willis.
It explodes out of his hand. Yes, it does.
All them jokers was in love with him. When they seen him in them shorts and them panties.
So wait. See, wait. Here's what you have to understand, right? Like, everybody's different. So some people are ready to come out and say, you know what? Like, 100%. What I've seen from Jalen Hurts so far, like he's answered a lot of questions for me. Chuck's taking small steps. Not everybody right. can take that.
Keep calling him to the carpet, OG.
Yes.
Yeah, that ain't a small step though, Johnny boy. Because see, Chuck is still not acknowledging his wrong. Don't acknowledge Jalen's right. Don't acknowledge the Duke can play. We know them Joker can play. You're the only idiot that thought he couldn't play in the NFL. I need you to stand on that. Tomorrow's the Hurts Day. Bring these punks to the damn goddamn. Oh, let me shut up. I'm getting all high.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, yeah, all right.
Excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's excited.
I thought I was talking to Michael Irvin for a second.
He's excited. And Michael Irvin flipped out yesterday.
Again, right?
He did it. Well, I'm talking about off the coming off the Dallas win. He flipped out. I mean,
about the Dallas win.
Yeah, he flipped completely out. Yeah, he was on one yesterday, Michael Irvin.
He might have been.
I don't mean
something.
That literally. I'm sorry. I just can't say that with him.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but he's sweating everywhere like something was wrong.
Listen, I can, it's, believe me. Hasn't been the first or last time that
right.
I've
thought about
I've
that.
I've considered that.
Yes.
Yes. Right back to the phones. But hey, listen, fall's upon us. That time of year again to start considering replacing your old drafty windows and doors before you know what's happening. Winter's coming. That means the bad windows you have in your house, you're going to feel that draft. You're going to get your monthly energy bills. You're going to be like, well, man, how is it so much money? Well, it's so much money because you got bad windows and doors. So that's why right now the good people at Guided Door and Window can help you out and help you save money. First of all, 20% off all windows and doors. Plus, Guided allows you to start your project today with no money out of pocket. And you can take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. And once you get the new windows and doors, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of your new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home, lowered monthly energy bills, and you're taking advantage of 20% savings and having the luxury, and this is the way to do it, folks, pay off your project with 0% interest for up to 3 years, three full years. But you have to act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation, in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.
You want a little Irvin from yesterday?
Yeah, that's right.
And what you looking at on that defensive line is something. Finger licking good, special. That's what I'm talking about. All five, they just be coming rushing and just getting it a quarterback. It's finger licking good, special, and we can get somewhere with that. I'm going to tell you this, too. I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia look. And they do look great. And I said, there is no chance. But with that finger licking, pass rush, we do got a chance. We'll get a chance to get to Philly because we got that finger licking pass rush that is so good. And a pass rush can stop everything. Now, we should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's why 88 is so special. God knows I needed so many new beginners. And 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you will do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything he needed to do to make his mess up right. Yes, I dropped a big pass, but I came back and I had a CeeDee Lamb drive. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do.
Whoa.
Yeah, you were kidding, Ike.
Woo-wee! I thought I'd get hyped after wins.
Yeah, I mean, he and that is all legitimate right there, man. He was jacked up.
Oh, my God.
He's awesome.
Man.
Let's go to Bob in Drexel Hill, our resident Minnesota Viking fan. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Jack, yo, guys, I watched that live on TV, and like you said, you cannot say anything. He was going off. He was sweating. They brought paper towels out to that man. I watched that live. But anyway, two things I want to go on, and I have to answer. Please answer this question, please. You know I'm a Viking fan, whatever, but listen. Mike,
yes.
Did you answer ESP about that he knows more football than you and John Ritchie?
I did not get the – and I saw him today. I did not get to challenge him on that. I did not.
I was driving, and I heard that 5-5, and I pulled over, and I was like, this is ridiculous. ESP has to be called out, man. He is out of mind. And the other thing I got to do is say, yeah, you know, I'm a Viking fan, but listen, we got to get the Phillies in the playoffs, and let's do some damage. Okay?
Yep.
That's what I'm going to change at. Thank you. Love you guys. And thanks for taking my call, man. Thanks.
All right, Bob.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it.
A resident Viking fan?
Yep.
So we got a Washington fan that lives in Yonkers.
Yep.
And we got Bob here, who's a Viking fan.
Yeah, we'll just call him Bob the Viking fan from now on. So he doesn't have to qualify as a Viking fan.
Now, is it Mad Bob, or is it Happy Bob, or Viking Bob?
Well, now that the game is over, he's just Happy Bob.
Well, now he's Phillies fan Bob.
Yes.
Chris and Dev in Pennsylvania. Chris, what's up? How are you?
Oh, man, I don't know how to follow Irvin and then that Vikings fan, man. That's
we'll try. Try to keep it, Chris. What's up?
Right on. All right. Well, last time I called you guys, I was on that ice juice at a Wawa trying to fight a Vikings fan after getting my
That's right. I remember that.
And then the time before that, it's been a while. I'm trying to be a little bit more frequent with my calls, but I was talking the last time I called before that was during the Doug Peterson Appreciation Day, man.
Oh,
that was a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it really was. And I got a little sidetracked that day trying to trash 11 at the time. But, you know, it's soft. My view has softened, you know. It's gotten about as soft as Vikings fans, you know. I mean,
good for you.
But hey, you know, we're on to Jacksonville. And, you know, here's the thing about Doug. Like, if you saw Urban Meyer – trying to dance with the, you know, with all the crew in the locker room after a game, I'm pretty certain that at least 90% of the locker room would want to punch him in the throat. But Doug Peterson, it just seems so natural. And this is really, like, he has them playing at such a higher level than they were last year. And I don't want to say I'm nervous. You know, I think the Eagles can handedly take the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I just wanted to, you know, make the case known that
They better be ready for the game, Chris.
Yeah, gosh darn, yeah, they better be freaking ready. I mean, anyway, but yeah, like, Doug Peterson, in my opinion, he got a real raw deal here, and this is not to try to trash Howie Roseman. I think it was a matter of it's either you or my, you know, multi-million-dollar quarterback that we drafted. And he wanted to go with Hurts, which in hindsight is the right choice, in my opinion. But at the time, it was kind of up in the air, like maybe Wentz will have this bounce back. And I think that's what Indy was banking on. I think that's what Washington was banking on. But in my opinion, I do think Peterson got a raw deal here. I mean, really raw.
I think in hindsight, when you have benefit of looking back a couple years and you see what the roster actually looked like and how much better it is right now, Ike's right. Like, how did you expect them to win 80 games, especially when the quarterback was playing at that level? And Doug contributed to some of it too. Like, everybody shares in the blame there, looking back. But all right, coming up in the envelope, we have tickets to go cheer Doug this weekend. All you have to do is guess the correct Eagle that played under Doug. There is an Eagle in the envelope that played under Doug Peterson. You ask a yes or no question. We give you the answer. You guess. You get it correct. You win the tickets. It's that simple. Dial 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese in the envelope coming up next. 215-592-9494. Get in now. We play next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese in the envelope. Well, today, a Eagle coached by Doug Peterson is in the envelope. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Eagles against the Jacksonville Jags this Sunday, October 2nd at 1 p.m. Brought to you by the AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. All right, it's simple. Ask a yes or no question. We answer. You give a guess. First person on the air that gets it correct wins. Easy enough, I Grace?
Sounds easy to me.
Let's do it. Mike and Manioc. Mike, what's your question?
Gentlemen, is the player an offensive player?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll go with Nelson Aguilar.
Is it Nelly? No. Grant in Paradise. Grant, what's your question?
Was he a running back?
He was a running back.
Was it LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount, Jack Fritz. No.
Oh, it's close.
Been narrowed down quickly by two very good questions. Nick and Clayton. Nick, what's your question?
Is the player on the current Eagles roster?
He is not currently on the Eagles roster.
Is it Corey Clement?
Corey Clement, Jack. No!
Super Bowl hero.
Man, Frank and Ben Salem. Frank, what's your question?
Is he retired?
He, I don't believe he's in the NFL in 2022.
Right.
Let's go with Darren Sproles.
Is it Sproles?
Sprolesy!
Oh, that was a quick buzzer there, Jack. Matt in Medford. Matt, what's your question?
Was he drafted by the Eagles?
He was not drafted by the Eagles.
Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi, Jack! No! George in North Philly. George, what's your question?
Was he a team in 2016?
He was not on the team in 2016. 3 seconds.
Is it
That's 3 seconds. Oh. All right, let's take a breath here. 215-592-9494.
Eagles tickets here, man.
Man, and it's been narrowed down nicely. We know what we're looking for. It's a matter of who it is. Let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, what is your question?
Hey, I just want to guess, is it Jordan Howard?
Is it Jordan Howard? You could have guessed the question.
Very selfish move.
Let's go to Will. Will and Sharon Hill. Will, what's your question?
You're actually right.
Yeah.
Was he on the 2017 team?
He was not on the 2017 team.
Oh, man. I'm stumped.
3 seconds.
Smallwood.
Oh, that's a good guess. Miss Wendy.
Yeah, that was close. Wendy.
He's not on Washington's roster anymore, is he? Probably not.
No.
Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, what do you got? What's your question?
Did he go to Notre Dame?
He did go to Notre Dame.
Would that be Josh Adams?
Is it Josh Adams? Central Buck South, it is! Congratulations, Jeff! Good job, man. Who are you taking to the game?
Probably my brother.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Thanks for
good
listening.
Brother.
Thanks for getting in.
Big brother or little brother?
He's older, unfortunately.
Oh, you're a good little brother, man. That's good, Jeff. Take care of your big brother.
Now, are you a big Josh Adams fan, or are you just a smart Eagle fan?
That's basically just process of elimination there.
Are you sure
there
smart
you go.
Fan? All right, buddy, hang on a second.
Good job listening.
Yeah.
So Josh Adams actually led the Eagles with Jack, it's not letting me put this on hold if you want to do it. I don't know what's going on. Josh Adams led the team in 2018 in rushing. Mm-hmm. 511 yards and 3 touchdowns. Played in 14 games. He was gone after 2018. He spent the last three seasons with the Jets. Joe Douglas connection, where he played a little bit in 2020, but for the most part was just kind of inactive or special teams or on the practice squad. So, But a product of CB South and from Warrington, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Josh Adams. There you go. If people were trying to get in, I know we hung up on some people to get to the contest. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We'll try to take a couple phone calls with the text line coming up here in 5 minutes. The Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team of Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com. You have Aaron Nola on the mound tonight. Zach Wheeler looked really good last night. They still couldn't get the win. Aaron Nola on the mound tonight. They're pretty big favorites at the Cubs. You'll have Joe Giglio coming along in a minute or two to get you ready. He'll probably do a little bit of a show because it's 7:40 start, I guess, again tonight because they're in Chicago. It's not not the 7 o'clock start. So you get Giglio leading you in the leading off, and then Phils and Cubs, and then tomorrow is actually a day game. So you'll hear Phillies and Cubs on tomorrow, in the afternoon on tomorrow. So you have that. Jack Fritz also has something going on Thursday night, I believe. Jack Fritz, what's going on Thursday night?
Get back in Westchester. It's going to be a great night because Miller Lite wants to give you the best seat in the house for Sunday's game. So join me Thursday night in my hometown of Westchester at Kildare's Irish Pub at 7:30, where one lucky winner will win two club seats to Sunday's game, courtesy of Miller Lite. Enjoy $4 Miller Lite 16-ounce counts. Cans, we've got the Phils, Thursday Night Football, and we can talk 5 at 5. It's Thursday at Kildare's in Westchester with yours truly and a chance to win Eagles tickets for Sunday's game. It's Miller Time Philly. Celebrate responsibly and Bengals minus 3.5.
Is that the number right now?
Mm. Yeah, it's going up a little bit.
Now, will you do a live?
Yeah, I'm well aware you got in early.
Will you do like a top 7 at 7 or a top 8 at 8? Will you do a live one?
People request it, yeah. Especially if the Phils, win earlier that day. Yeah. More happy.
You'll be in a good mood. So you got in, Ike, you got in earlier on that number before it went for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Bengals now. Yeah, it's down to 3.5. Should be a good game. Miami, this is one of these trap games where they're coming off a very emotional win over the Bills, and then they go on the road short week to the Bengals, and the Bengals need this win. For sure. So that's a Bengal line. That's a Bengal line right there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a trap game. How the hell could they be overlooking the Bengals?
Okay. Well, I mean, all right, maybe trap game isn't the right word for it, but we've seen many times that it's hard to come down from that emotion of now that everybody's talking about you and saying, man, they might be the best team in football. And
no, I just think the Bengals are a very good team, and Joe Burrow didn't have any preseason and had surgery. They could be just now getting ready to start hitting their stride.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami's not going to go undefeated.
No, not like
that. Yeah, they barely, and Tua may not even play.
Yeah, so his back is still going. I didn't see if he practiced if what his availability was today, but yeah, I mean he's very much in doubt.
Yeah,
it's the wrong week to have a Thursday game. Because he was still. I mean, yesterday I know he didn't practice. So yeah, mm-hmm. So their backup is it Teddy?
Yeah, Bridgewater's the backup.
It's a good backup to have, but still. Yeah, so they're officially questionable. Waddle, Xavier Howard, and Tua are questionable for the game tomorrow night. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light Eagles pep rallies are back. Join Ava Graham at the Grog in Bryn Mawr. That's this Friday night, September 30th, and win tickets to Eagles against Jacksonville. Text line. Text line.
Oh, nice. The 93 Phillies. Haven't heard them talked about in a while. Mark in Modco.
That's a good point.
That we talk too much about them? Or that
I think that's what he was saying. That it was even being brought up again.
All right. Well, I mean, it was the anniversary. Jack, we were having L.A. on. Jack said, let me play this leading into L.A., I gave him a question about the 93 Phillies. We don't have to deal with the rain delay Phillies 93 team anymore like we had to for many years because they've won. They had their run right there. So the whatever it takes, dude, isn't on every rain delay or the 80 World Series.
Now it's just the signing Harper, I think.
Is that the big one they run?
That's what they play now.
The signing Harper? No. All right. What's next?
The truth about why I fired Doug is that he kept quizzing me about Philadelphia area high school football players. I yelled at him the first time, and when he did it again, he was gone. Jeff at the NovaCare.
Oh, that's funny. What's next?
Baldy was great as usual. I would love to hear him break down some calls from the show, say maybe a Chuck or OG call, or even an Inge call. Tom from Abington.
Yeah, would he include that on his breakdowns, Ike? Mm. If Baldy listened to a Chuck call and then kind of went through it. Make for good radio.
I think Baldy would hang up on us if we asked him to sit through that.
Oh, no, he would want nothing to do with it. Yeah, he'd want nothing to do with it. I agree. All right, what's next?
Can Mad Mike complain about the Phillies in their front office more? Middleton is more likely to listen to him anyway. Mike in Birdsboro.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner?
It's actually a good point. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what else you want John Middleton to do. I mean, he's over the luxury tax.
Yeah, this is not really a John Middleton thing.
Might be a player's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is the way, because they were kind of backed into a corner, that this is how they had to try to build it to get. They were committed with already spending money with Bryce and bringing in the free agents. So they're building the farm system. They have some young players. They have some really nice young pitchers. But they're going to have to spend to make the playoffs in the next couple of years, and they're doing it.
Yeah, you're not overtaking the Braves and the Mets with farm player, farm hands. No, you need star players up here.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Don't worry, I fired the PR guy that let Jeff McClain get the first question in. Doug in Jacksonville.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
Doug is flexing.
No, man.
Starting to look for some control down there.
He's like, oh, McClain. What did his face look like when McClain was asking the question? Was he just kind of like,
no,
oh.
I do miss the Doug like, little side thing where he tilts his head and looks disappointed. I didn't see that, but I was looking for it.
Well, I think Doug's happy to see all the, even McClain, he's probably somewhat happy to see.
You believe that?
No.
Yeah.
So, no, not at all. Yeah. So, we were talking about this earlier, like, They already have a doubleheader, the Phillies, this week. It's Saturday. They have a doubleheader for something earlier this season. With the hurricane that's going to be affecting a lot of the East Coast, the biggest chance for heavy precipitation, I believe, is it Saturday and Sunday, Jack?
Yes.
And then they play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the season's over. There's an off day on Thursday. The playoffs start on Friday. So now Major League Baseball is looking to say, like, how do we get these games in? We're not pushing back the end of the regular season. They have, TV contracts where they start this weekend. So Jim Salisbury tweets out a few minutes ago, strong possibility of doubleheader Friday in Washington because of the weekend weather. Mm-hmm. Phillies are expecting more information today. So
yeah, I would advise them to get the game in Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to rain all weekend. Like, yep. There's no way you're getting a doubleheader in Saturday. There's just no way it's happening.
They have to get between Saturday and Sunday, they need to get three games in, which seems like it's going to be impossible.
Yeah, so you play two Friday and play two Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, that's probably what they're going to end up doing. No, you're right. And, like, people are, well, how are you going to play a doubleheader and then no doubleheader? That's the only thing they can do. There's no off days, so there's no pushing anything back.
No.
So
you can't control Mother Nature, and the games have to be played. So they'll have to play two Friday. I mean, that's the smart thing to do. I think the real rain comes in overnight Friday into Saturday, all day Saturday, and it even actually is going to leak into Sunday as well because there's a 70% chance it's going to rain that day. Like the Eagles-Jags game may
might
have some precipitation that it has to deal with. And so – that hurricane coming up the East Coast or coming up through here, we're going to get the remnants of that. And so I don't know what the wind, the rain, how much of that's going to be involved over the next over the weekend. So they're going to have to get the games in somehow, so there's no sense of complaining about them.
Right. Even if they just have one game they need to make up on that Thursday, and then maybe they don't even need to make it up depending on what happens with the Brewers. Maybe they do need to play it. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a wise thing to do.
Also, some bad news from Dusty Baker.
What happened?
Who's talking pregame, I guess. He said this would be the final scheduled off day for his regular players. He plans on playing his regulars against the Rays and the Phillies, both of whom are vying for playoff spots, quote, for the integrity of the game.
I respect that.
Listen, Dusty. But I know we took your team out in 2010. I know it was a sweep. I know Hamels went there and fist pumped in your face. But please, enough of the integrity of the game. I've never said once about the integrity of the game. You let us have this.
Just let us get in.
But isn't that how we got beat by the Cardinals?
Yes.
By doing that?
Yes.
Okay, then.
No, like you want you play your guys, play the best, because they'll end up losing to the backups anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, the Phillies will?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like you still got to – like, the Phillies lose to bad teams all the time, so it's not like that
– Not this Phillies team.
They've lost four straight to the freaking Cubs.
Yeah.
Also, in 2020, like, they had the same scenario where all they had to do was beat the Rays in one game and they make the playoffs and they got swept, and the Rays had nothing to play for. So, but I would like to say, close personal friend that I grew up with, Chaz McCormick, starting center fielder for the Astros, needs to go 0 for, like, 10 that series. If he's a real Philly guy.
He's not.
All right, Jack. One's got to go Chaz McCormick or Mike Trout as far as a Philly guy.
Chaz, 100%. Mike Trout's getting back in the good graces of the city.
Good.
Although he did shut out a poor fan that was looking for an autograph the other day.
I saw that. Gave him that Bill Belichick treatment.
He really did. I think he actually sped up. Like he looked like the Atlanta buses as they were going through the World Series.
The parade, yeah. It's funny.
Which is a Philly guy move. Plus, he gave Bryce his Eagles tickets, which is nice.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Teeks and Grady.
First time we've seen Bryce at the game.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. Next to his brother.
We'll wait for Eagles Cowboys.
What's up, Teeks?
You know what? Happy Thursday, everybody.
You too, buddy.
I've enjoyed the conversation.
Well, it's not Thursday.
Almost.
Happy Wednesday, hump day. Never mind. Oh. I was thinking ahead.
Happy Hurts Day.
But that should bring up a need for some Ike juice.
Okay.
Let's do it.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Anyways, I have two thoughts. Russell Wilson, I think he's trying to set us. Is he becoming a TV personality for a comedy and they're written little things?
Right.
It sounds like a situation, offbeat situation comedy happening on radio right now or in general. And then the other thing, the Phillies. I think the Phillies just becalmed themselves when they sent Derek Hall down. I think the older players responded to him because they were teaching him his trade, and they forced them to look at themselves and their own mechanics in defense and offense, and they just played better in general. Their attitude was better in general. What do you guys think about that?
I don't agree with that. Listen, he was productive when he was up here. Derek Hall was productive. He had 10 home runs, I think, mm-hmm. in the big league level. He finished with 28, I believe, at Triple A. So 38 combined between Triple A and the bigs. He needs to have a spot next year. I don't know if that means Hoskins is out. I don't know if that means that he's your part-time DH, part-time first baseman or whatever, but you might see the roster shifted around a little bit. Or you can trade him. But like keeping a guy with that kind of power, and I think he's 27 as well. He was a little bit older because he was in college. So Derek Hall was very good this year. But, I mean, is this a chemistry type thing? I mean, I know since Bryce came back, the team has struggled, and Bryce, for the most part, has not been great since he came back. But, I mean, is this a chemistry issue, or is this just baseball where you're hot for 2 months and then you go cold for a month? We've seen the Phillies go cold in September the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, I would say, well, my question would be, is it a manager issue? That would be my question. I mean, now no one wants to talk about the manager. When they were playing well, you didn't have any problem kicking dirt over Joe Girardi, saying he was the issue, and now Topper is doing this, and this, all the adjustments, players like him, and young players. Well, where's it at now?
Jack, do you have a response for that?
Like, where's it at now?
Well, I think it's the same core that's done over three different managers with mm-hmm. their fourth straight collapse. So I think it has more to do with the players at this point. I think Thompson's a good job, but I thought Girardi was such a disaster from actually making decisions and also cultural standpoint mm-hmm. that's why I think he had to go. Ultimately, I do not think that managers have that big of influence over games. Like, they scored one run last night. Mm-hmm. That's not Rob Thompson. And they struggled to score.
One game, though, Jack. We're talking about a trend for the last month or so. I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired Joe Girardi. That's not what I'm saying. But when we prop up a guy as if he is the sole reason why the team gets to 20 games over 500 and all this other stuff. Well, when the team needs something coming down the stretch, not one game, not 1 week, 2 months almost, month and a half, I'm saying, why can't he have that impact to bring them out of this? That's what I'm asking.
Yep. And the one thing, to your point, where it would make sense is that he has a laid-back attitude. And as these games get more and more, is that hammering?
Is that what you really need?
But listen,
I'm not trying to rip on Rob Thompson. I really am not. All I'm saying is, where is his impact coming in at?
Well, when you celebrate him for being 20 games over 500 right. as a manager, when they start collapsing again, you have to then ask the question, well, where are you right now?
Or at least why can't he stop the collapse?
Yeah.
Or something. That's all I'm saying. Like, let me see that Rob Thompson magic. Where he can go talk to a player and relate to him and get him to do this and get him. Why can't he do that now?
Yeah, I don't know. Castellanos is back. The lineup tonight, Schwarber.
Trying to blame my guy, Bryce Harper, as if he's bringing the clubhouse down. Chemistry issues.
Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Segura, Stoddy batting ninth and playing shortstop tonight.
Bryce got two hits last night and drove in the run.
I know. Hopefully they come out inspired off of Bryce's big performance last night.
Jack, do you think it's a chemistry issue with Bryce?
Nah, no. Like, and ultimately, like, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like you got 10 more years.
Like, well, no, the bigger issue is he's got to be more productive.
When he's, and
we want him to go 3-for-4, 4-for-4, well, hit 4 home runs.
I would like for him to not bat 160 in September. I would prefer that, mostly.
That would be better than –
hits well in Chicago. I got another two-hitter tonight for me.
You got it?
Yes, and we're getting one out of the park.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going Bryce home run tonight.
How about they don't ground into 6 double plays or whatever like they did last
too.
And let's not swing at 2 first pitches in the 9th inning in a one-run game and just give the game away.
There it is.
It's just off.
Doesn't Bohm swing at every first pitch?
They have played such losing baseball. Stop playing losing baseball.
I want you to say stop being
stop
losers.
Stop being losers.
Stop being losers.
You're a loser, Phillies.
He didn't say that.
He's a loser.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did say it.
Yes, that was Howard.
Yes, he did. That's what he's saying. But anyway, go Phils!
Go Phils!
Gilio's coming up next. He'll lead you into the Phillies.
He'll lie to you. Get you ready for the field.
He'll get you ready for the field. Yeah, is the sky falling with Gilio, or is he going to be telling you everything's
no,
fine?
All he thinks about is Jalen. Like, he just
he can't get past it.
He's past the Phillies now.
No, he wakes up and sees Jalen.
Him and Wade. Coming up, Gilio, Phillies baseball. Everybody enjoy. We'll talk to you. See you. Hey, listen, Dr. Glatt, yeah, are you happy with the way your hair looks? You know I am, because if you heard me talk for years now about Dr. Glatt, he really is the expert when it comes to hair restoration in Philadelphia. And it's not just hair restoration, right? Like, as the years have went by, science has improved. There's new technology out there, whether it's PRP or something new they have called TED, where, like me, I had a hair restoration procedure. But with the hair restoration procedure, you're also trying to slow down, losing hair in other spots, right? Like, just because you get the hair restoration doesn't mean that the rest of your hair isn't still thinning, right? That's what the other stuff's about. That's what TED's about. Fuller and thicker hair. And Dr. Glatt, no matter where you are when it comes to your hair loss, can make you look great. And he has the most experience and the most success when it comes to hair in the Philadelphia area. That's a fact. So if you want to get with Dr. Glatt, you want to get more information, you can call his office. You can actually speak to his hair team. And so many people just that I interact with on a daily basis that I know in my personal life have went to Dr. Glatt. They really have, and it surprises me. They're like, hey, like, I'm going to see Dr. Glatt for a consultation. I'm like, why don't you tell me? Like, I would have set you up with my guys over there. They're like, well, I just called 610-980-4000, and I scheduled a consultation with Dr. Glatt. Or I went to drglatt.com, drglatt.com, saw before and after pictures, learned a little bit more about the procedure. But if you're worried about your hair, you see the thinning, and you want to stop it, you want to make it look better, go to Dr. Glatt, drglat.com, or call him at 610-980-4000.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.